The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For all the news you need to know, welcome to the Beautiful Butterfly Show, where great people and great topics are brought together for stimulating and thought-provoking conversation, brought to you by the Vibration Radio Network.
And welcome, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I'm your host, Bianca Fly. I want to say happy Thursday to you guys out there. I hope you had a fantastic week thus far. Hey, you almost there. We almost to the end. You got to keep pushing till you make it to the end. You guys know how that goes. And as always, you guys, you know that the Beautiful Butterfly Radio Show is brought to you by no other than YRN 1328. You guys, that's your radio network. And you can go and download our app on iPhone and Android for free, so you can listen to all of the awesome programs that we offer over here on the network. And so, folks, I'm excited. We got two phenomenal guests coming on, and I told you guys that we're going to keep bringing more and more and more and more new and greater guests on here. But one of our guests, he's not new. That's like my fan. That's like my little bro and sometimes like my co-producer. But I ain't going to tell y'all about that. But I'm talking about Michael and Joy from the Michael and Joy in the Morning show, you guys, hailing from Atlanta, Georgia. They're going to be in the building this evening. They're going to be talking with us. I want to talk about a little bit about everything this evening. So you guys, make sure you are tuned in. And we're going to have a great time as always. And like I always say, I encourage you guys to make sure you share the show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those great things. Let everybody know that Michael and Joy are in the building this evening, you guys. And if you're out there, maybe you got a question or comment, or you just want to call in and show them some love, you can do that. The number is 347-326-9139 is the number to join the party, you guys. So we're not going to delay any further, you guys. We're going to get this ball rolling right here, you guys, and we're going to bring in Mr. ATL, as I like to call him. I don't really call him Michael McFadden, but Michael, what's going on?
What up, beautiful butterfly?
How you doing?
Nah, you know me, no complaints at all. How's things for you up north of Atlanta?
I am doing fantastic. We got a little bit of snow flurries today, but, you know, nothing major to close down anything.
Right. Our weather down here in Atlanta, we don't know what to do. Yesterday was 70 degrees outside today. The wind's blowing at 60 miles an hour, and it's about 30 degrees outside. So I'm just so confused right now.
That's what's up. And, of course, like I was telling everybody, when Michael comes on the show, you guys, you know, he don't follow no script. He just accepts the flow. But I love it. I love it. I love it. But for the folks out there who may not be familiar with who you are, tell them a little bit about who is Michael McFadden.
Well, as you know, BB, but the rest of the folks might not know, grew up in Southeast D.C. and, you know, I just earned my wings growing up in Southeast D.C. And, you know, I was that kid that grew up in, you know, every traditional type family in D.C., you know, go to school, get an education, go to college, go get a good job,
right.
and retire
right.
from somewhere. So I lived by that for so long of my life, probably the first 15 or 20 years of my working career after I got out of the military. I tried to follow that blueprint in life, and I was pretty successful at it. You know, hotel business, restaurant business, and then ultimately working in real estate. I dabbled in acting, failed really, really bad because I didn't understand what perseverance was. I didn't
right.
know the definition of that word, and I was never, you know, like a big goal setter growing up. And
right.
so, you know, that wasn't my calling at the time. But then I just got to a point to where I saw myself hitting career goals in my life, and I was very happy with myself in corporate
right.
America. But it was in 2009, like right before I wrote the book, Truisms. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
as I was writing Truisms, I just started to realize, like, you give so much to corporations, but at the end of the day, they will never pay you what you're worth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You give 50, 60, 70 hours a week to corporate America.
Right.
But then if you look at the percentages of what they pay you compared to
exactly.
what their bottom line is, it didn't add
right.
up for me. So I started to just change my focus and my outlook on life, and decided that, you know, I wanted to do a lot of this stuff on my own. So, you know, I jumped out into, you know, I was always doing my real estate classes, teaching sales and motivational speaking,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. I decided to write the book. The book Truisms was doing pretty good at the time, you know, when I wrote it. And as I was writing it, you know, I was thinking about how do I promote the book, especially being self-published. And we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know, 2008 when we did Truisms, self-publishing,
mm-hmm.
how do you promote it? And then I came across this website, Blog Talk Radio. And lo and behold, I had a couple of friends. One friend at the time, Lamar Campbell, who was doing a show on Blog Talk Radio back in the day.
Right.
I did his show one time. And then next thing you know, I just started listening to some of the other programming that was on Blog Talk Radio back in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
You know, James Costin
mm-hmm.
had his radio show, 24 Hour Mom.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing her
yep.
show. Kiki Richardson was doing her show. So I started to hear all of these other shows on Blog Talk Radio and say, you know what, this will be my platform right here. And that day
mm-hmm.
in August of 2009, when we did our first show, it was a 30-minute show. I think we were going from 6:30 to 7 on Thursday night. And then next thing you know, BB, as we start doing the show, I start catching other programming. Your programming was on the Beautiful Butterfly Show. My man Clark Garrison had a show. Like, everybody
yep.
just started to listen, and then we all started supporting each other. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? We were,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would, hey, BB, I need you as a guest tonight. My guest couldn't make it. Come call in real quick. I see you online.
Right.
I see you on Facebook. Hey, call in real quick. Help me out. You know what I'm saying? And we just started using each other as resources. And, girl,
right.
we knocked out. On Real Talk, I know we knocked out over 400. I think the last count I did, we were at 427 shows on Blog Talk
mm-hmm.
Radio, and that started everything. You know what I'm saying? So definitely shout out to all of our Blog Talk Radio hosts out there that, you know, one, especially shout out to you, Bianca, because you have been continuously doing your thing, and every time I hear your show, you just get better and better. And one of the best pieces I got in radio was from Rashawn Ali, who did local radio here in Atlanta. She said, you got to get those
mm-hmm.
reps in, and that's, you know, getting the repetitions and radio in. And I see
right.
and I see you, and I hear your show every day, every week. You're getting your reps in, Bianca, and you're doing an amazing job. So keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I know, going back a little bit, you talk about all the time about growing up in D.C. and in the environments that you were in and things that took place during that time. And oftentimes we hear about people talk about, you know, well, I grew up this type of way, so I wasn't able to, you know, be successful. But you actually teach and preach kind of against those odds, you know, and against that mentality. And so for you, because you grew up, you know, you actually grew up in the grime, as they like to call it. And so for you, what is your message to those individuals who out here, you know, they're like, look, I grew up in the hood, or I grew up in the projects, and things were just rough, and so I didn't see no future. What is your outlook on when you talk to individuals like that?
It's about making decisions. It's just like, yeah, you got to make good decisions for yourself, because I think I had a different mentality. Like, you know, you become a product of your environment, and it's hard to get out of it. But as I've gotten older in life, I think now it becomes a decision that we make personally, because ultimately we have to be responsible for what we do. You know what I'm saying? I never look back. Right. When I look back on my mom and our situation that we grew up in, you know, and I lost my mom. My mom passed away some years ago, but I think when I talk about her or I relive some of those moments, there was never a point where I blamed her for any of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was just having a conversation
right.
with a friend a second ago, and we were just talking about that, how, you know, yes, I was in this environment. Yes, all of this stuff was around me, but I made the decision to do that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to do it. It was just easier to fall into that cycle. But now the message that I preach to these youngins out here is, one, you gotta have a positive role model. You gotta have somebody around you that's doing good. You know what I'm saying? Because I know my man Clyde used to always tell me, you know, if you got 9 broke friends, I guarantee you will be the 10th broke friend in your crew. You know what I'm saying? Because you just can't hang around people that don't bring more to the table. And that's a lot of times what happens in our environment. We're not talking to other people or reaching out to other people to be fed better information. So any information that I can give, it's out here for you. You just got to put that pride and that ego aside and actually ask for the help, because nobody's just going to give it to you.
Absolutely. 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 Well said. And of course, with that, you know, going through life and getting to where you were, and one of the things I chuckle about when you put it out there, I did work at the Waffle House. Michael's like, I did work at the Waffle House, just to let y'all know. And so do you think, looking back, that having jobs like that, not saying Waffle House is a bad job, because it's not, because you actually can work your way up in the Waffle House, but working in the Waffle House and working those jobs that you may not wanted to, but you did because you had to, do you think it was able to develop the character of what you have now and those characteristics
clearly
that you hold dear to you now? Yeah.
Clearly, because one of the things that I mentioned earlier, Bianca, was that, you know, back in the day, I was never a really big goal setter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right.
what happened when I got into corporate America, whether it was at the Ritz-Carlton or leaving my ritzy, glamorous job at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, going to the Waffle House, every corporate job I had, Bianca, I always set goals to do better, like to move up within the company. Like, my ultimate goal at the Ritz-Carlton when I was there was to become the first Black general manager of a Ritz-Carlton hotel. So in order to do that, I had to do the small things to get to that point. And for me, those small things was, one, getting in the door as a package carrier, and then from working as a package carrier, getting into loss prevention, and then becoming a loss prevention trainer. And then now, all of a sudden, for me to maneuver to get into general manager status, now I got to go work at the front desk or in guest services. So that's going to mean working at the front desk, working at the concierge desk, doing some valet parking. I did all of those things because I had the big goal, you know, the final goal was to become the first Black GM. So I set myself up. And what I did was, Bianca, I took that mentality everywhere I went, you know, from there to the Waffle House. Now, the thing about the Waffle House was, you know, I did it for 24 months. I mean, for about 12 or 13 months, but it wasn't something that I felt good about. So it was harder for me to set goals there to do something that I really didn't want to be there. So at that point, while I'm there, I'm already setting my goals of where I need to be next. And while I'm there, I'm thinking about, well, maybe it's acting, or maybe it's real estate. And then that's when the whole real estate thing popped off. So clearly today, when you fast forward from 1994, when I started working at the Ritz, to 2017, that little small mindset change of setting goals and you know, having attainable goals and working towards that big goal, oh, that clearly plays a part in my life from 1994 to today in 2017.
Absolutely. That's what up, you guys. What we're going to do, guys, we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. We're going to have more from Michael. And we're going to get Joy up on here, you guys, as well. We'll be right back with more right here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show.
Hey, everyone, it's me, Lisa, from the Conversations with Trent show, featuring, you guessed it, me. Be sure to tune in Friday nights, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, as we strive to guide you to greater authentic living, right here on your radio networks, YRN 1328.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I'm your host, Bianca Fly. And, of course, as you guys know, we are on, man, I call them the hottest radio show out here, you guys, with the Michael and Joy in the morning show, you guys. And we were chatting with Michael a little bit, but we're going to get the other better half, the better half of the show on here, you guys. Joy Pearson, Joy, you there?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Excited to be listening and on. I was like, hey, Michael kind of killed that.
He's trying to show off a little bit. He's trying to show off.
You know,
I told him he don't have no script tonight.
Right. He don't have his playbook.
No, he don't have his notes. Like, and the funny part about that is, like, I'm going to tell you guys, Michael been doing notes. Michael, do you remember back in the day when you used to be on, man, what was the video stream? And Michael
Ustream.
Michael had this notebook. He would have him, you know, his little beverage. I mean, straight kicking it. And I said, oh, my God. And now, years later, he still has the notebook.
Still
like,
got that notebook. Girl, don't run out of ink. Don't run out of ink at Michael's house, boy. It is.
Amazing.
What
Joy. Joy, welcome to the show. And for the folks out here who may not know who you are, tell them a little bit about who Joy Pearson is.
Oh, wow. Well, you mentioned that me and Michael do the morning show Monday through Friday, 7 to 9. We do the morning show together. Outside of that, I was born and raised in Hampton, Virginia. I graduated from Hampton University with a degree in marketing, moved to Atlanta, became a photographer. I still do photography now full time. I'm a mother now to an amazing 6-year-old son. And I invented a product about 6 or 7 months ago. And so now I have added inventor to my list of things that I do. And I'm just excited about, you know, each and every one of them in their own separate, you know, entity.
Absolutely. And so, of course, for you, in wearing those many hats,
And I know a lot of moms out here, you know, they wear those many hats. And so some moms are always trying to wonder, like, how do I keep it all together? So how does Joy keep it all together? How do you find the balance between the radio show, your own personal with the photography, and being a mom and being an entrepreneur?
It looks like I got it all together.
Yeah, girl.
I'm like, well, dang. I was going to ask you. I think that the main thing is just having a great team of people, you know, that work with you mm-hmm. and that, you know, right. can kind of play their own individual role. I have an amazing my son's father is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so he steps up when it comes to, you know, our son, if I have to travel for work, you know, obviously
awesome.
Being on the radio yeah. in the morning, I'm not necessarily the parent that's able to take our son to school every morning. So, you know,
right.
he steps up and he makes that happen. As far as the photography business, I built it, you know, essentially on my own as far
yeah.
as going out and doing events. That's my specialty is corporate events. Now I have a team of about 20 different photographers that work with me, and I
Amazing.
Hire them to shoot other events
wow.
for me.
Uh-huh.
The invention thing, you know, if it wasn't for me and Michael being on the radio, I never would have came up with, you know, with the joystick. So thank you know. So again, that was a team, you know, a collaborative effort. I think
nice.
that's the main thing is deciding that you're going to do it, never quitting, and then just building a team of people that will be around you to support you emotionally, mentally, and in their own shape, form, or fashion. You know, everybody
right.
has the same, you know, end goal. We all want to be successful, and we know that,
Absolutely.
Okay, right now it might be my time. You know, maybe 2 weeks from now, you know, it might be you to step up, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think
mm-hmm.
that is the main thing, the main points that help me stay as balanced as I possibly can.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And, of course, everybody, of course, wants to know, how did you two get together? So who came up with the idea of putting this greatness together? Who was the mastermind behind putting Michael and Joy in the morning show together?
Well,
Real
if
talk
you
with
let
Michael McFadden
yeah,
and Joy.
if you let Joy tell the story, she started off by saying something like, I tried to holler at her or something like that.
No,
and that
no.
clearly was
no.
not the case. But I think when Real Talk was at its height, like we were doing two shows
yeah.
a week on Real Talk, we went to 2 hours a night. And as we
mm-hmm.
were getting into the groove of the show, I started bringing on different co-hosts. You know, I just
mm-hmm.
wanted to put a different spin on it. And Joy and
right.
I have been knowing each other from events. You know, I used to host events back in the day, so I would be out,
mm-hmm.
you know, a couple of times a month or something, and Joy would be the photographer on the red carpet, and, you know, we'll speak to each other, be very cordial with each other, and we knew a lot of the same people. So I ultimately what happened was I invited her to be a guest on Real Talk to talk about her photography business, because once again, Real Talk was always about giving others an opportunity to be heard. And I saw Joy doing her thing as a photographer. It was like, you know, she'd be perfect to be on the show.
Right.
So when we started
playing
with the idea of just having co-hosts on the show, I bumped into Joy and said, hey, you want to co-host one day? So one day we did it over the phone. I kind of gave her a script of what we would be talking about. And then
mm-hmm.
her and Michael Knight actually came over to the house one day and did the show. And then from there, what happened, I started doing another morning show with me, Griff, and Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were doing
mm-hmm.
the morning show, I honestly kind of put Real Talk aside because I was just too busy. I was doing the morning show with Griff and Tony, and I was still doing Real Talk two times a night. So I was doing 7 shows
right.
in 5 days. And it was just getting very tiring on me. So I stepped
right.
away from Real Talk and just let it rest for a while. Well, ultimately, when Tony and Griff's show, we stopped doing the show, I wanted to bring Real Talk back. But I wanted to do it
mm-hmm.
with a vengeance. And taking over the morning slot, the station where we were, was a very bold move to do, you know what I'm saying, going 5 days a week with Real Talk in the morning. But I knew I had to have somebody to co-host with me, to sit down with me, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, to be able to do the show with me. And it was no doubt in my mind that Joy would make that perfect fit, you know what I'm saying, that if we could make it work, that I wanted to have her on the show, because I knew her background in marketing, one, you know what I'm saying? I knew how great she was at that. But then, two, it was just a chemistry about us together that was more like a brother and sister type of relationship rather than anything else. And I think, you know, I always tease her and tell her that I was going to interview about 6 or 7 different people the month before we actually started the show. But she just kept showing up to the studio every week to do the show and then give anybody else an opportunity to come on. So 14 months later, look at us now. We still together.
Oh, baby. So, Joy, like, what did you think? What did you think when Michael approached you about doing this? What was your first thought process about it?
First, I was honored, you know, because when being a photographer and kind of taking over that and being great at it, you know, I hadn't necessarily thought of venturing into any other fields. I just kind of thought, okay, I'll eventually, you know, open up a studio here in Atlanta, you know, and make that my thing. So when Michael presented it to me, I said, I don't know nothing about no radio, you know, but I did know that the times that I had been on with him, I enjoyed myself. Lily May had a radio show with Daniel Dickey, and I had co-hosted with Daniel a couple times when Lily wasn't feeling well. So I said, let me just try it. You know, I always tell my son, don't say you don't like something until you try it first. So I said, let me try it. He told me it was 7 o'clock in the morning. I coughed because I said, that's kind of early. So my only main issue was obviously how early it was, which, is, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's not early. But when you've been an entrepreneur for a long time and you haven't had to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, it gets to be early. Right. So I tried it. I loved it. You know, we said that we were going to do every Tuesday for the month of October as like a trial run. That was what I heard in my mind. Every Tuesday, me and him would do a trial run. I didn't realize that it was actually every Tuesday he was going to be doing trial runs with other people. I just kept showing up every Tuesday because, you know, as far as I was concerned, after we did it that one Tuesday and I realized I loved it, I just didn't think that anybody else needed to show up, you know. I thought it would be a waste of time.
The rest of y'all can go home.
you know, the position has been filled. And so we just had to work on that. We just had to work on that name for a little while, you know, because I loved Real Talk. I didn't have a problem with that, but it was just very long, you know. And so we worked it out. I think we went through maybe three Facebook changes.
What name did you come up with first for the show, Joy?
Well, you know, I kind of went off the play of Joy in the Morning, and so we're a morning show, and so you know, it really, and the funny thing is, I don't necessarily think I ever asked Michael. I think that it just went from Real Talk with Michael McFadden and Joy to like Real Talk with Michael and Joy, and then I cut the Real Talk, and then it was Michael and Joy, and then it was Michael and Joy in the Morning. And so I don't think I asked him. I think I just kind of deboed that.
So Michael, you didn't get no say in the final decision, huh?
No, I really didn't.
I don't think I did.
she didn't allow it. She didn't allow it. And I think what was happening, BB, was that because I had been doing Real Talk so long, it was like I didn't want to change anything because I'm thinking brand and I'm thinking everybody knows Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Right.
But, you know, we're bringing Joy on. And really, like, Joy, she really deboed the show because my mindset was Joy was just going to be
throwing you under the bus, Joy.
Right, she was going to be a sidekick. Like Joy really was just going to be a
like
sidekick.
You know,
right?
Going to be Robin.
Right.
Oh,
I didn't
man.
Even want to put her name on there just in case it didn't work out. I wouldn't have had to change
right.
no Facebook pages or nothing. But as we started to do the show, and I honestly, I think it probably took us, maybe the month of November. We did November together. We did December. We took some time off because of the holiday. And I think by the time we rolled into January 2017, like we knew we had something at that point. You know what I'm saying? We had something very special and that, you know, changing the show name to just Michael and Joy because we both bring so much to the show, but so differently to the show. And for the past, what we are, 14 months, Joy, it's been working and people are loving it. Like we just had our last photo shoot we did together with photographer Brian Christian. Brian admitted to us that he was a Tom Joyner fan for years and turned on the show one day and fell in love and hasn't went back to Tom Joyner yet. So those kind of stories that we hear on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying? We know we got it right when we dropped the Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
That's what's up, you guys.
And it was just
the
evolution.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it was just the evolution, you know, like that was, he had a great run with that, you know, and you know, now the sidekick is here.
I don't think Michael had any choice. Like you said, you kept showing up, so everybody else was like, okay, what you here for?
Exactly. It's like a cat. You know, you feed the cat one time and then they on the stoop every day after that.
Every day.
That was me.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to find out more about this dynamic duo, you guys. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back with more right here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show.
What do you get when you fuse together a smooth, debonair man with an explosive volcano attitude? Mr. Quincy O'Reilly, a man living a secret life that he has perfected in keeping a secret. With his hidden profession, that is how he would prefer it to be. Who doesn't like the element of surprise? A true businessman by day and mysterious man by night. Will he be able to maintain the two without getting caught? Innocent and sweet doesn't mean powerless. Just ask Kaylee Jack, who has now had the chance to encounter meeting Quincy. Driven to stake claim in the one man she wants, she tackles the obstacles thrown her way, determined that nothing will stand in her way could be deadly. What happens when Quincy's secrets are revealed? Who will be set free? Who will be pulled deeper into a mysterious world? Or will the lies and secrets destroy anyone in its path after the smoke from the gun has cleared? Check out Quiet Storm by author Deidre Lachey, available on Amazon.com and www.blackbeautypresents.com.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Radio Show, you guys. And of course, you guys know we have to implement our Black History Moment of the Day, you guys. We're going to talk about Lucy Parsons, you guys. Lucy Parsons' early life remains mostly a mystery. She claims to have come from Mexican and Indian ancestry, but some sources point to possibility of a slave lineage in Texas. After marrying former Confederate soldier Albert Parsons in 1872, they fled to Texas because of their interracial marriage and eventually settled in Chicago, where they became activists. Lucy began to write articles about the homeless, unemployed veterans, and working women for the socialists. in 1878 and became known throughout Chicago as a powerful writer and speaker. In 1883, Lucy helped found IWPA, which is the International Working People's Association, an organization that promoted revolutionary direct action and the equality of people of color and women. In 1886, Parsons and the IWPA organized a labor strike in support of the eight-hour workday involving nearly 80,000 workers. 5 days later, violence erupted and several organizers, including Lucy's husband, were hung due to their defense. And Albert's death did nothing to curb Lucy's activism. She continued writing and organizing in earnest and condemning lynching and advocating for the rights of people of color. Her work with social justice organizations is well documented, including aiding the defense of the famous Scottsboro Nine and Angelo Herndon. In 1939, she joined the Communist Party. Lucy Parsons has left her incredible mark on the anarchist movement in the U.S., and her legacy shows us all that great strides can be made by combining the power of words and actions. So our Black History Moment, we're talking about Lucy Parsons, you guys, one of the first labor organizers, you guys. So we're going to be coming back with more of our special guest tonight, Michael and Joy, from the Michael and Joy in the Morning Show, you guys. We'll be right back.
Check out the creative work of the author, Trent Williams, of www.taylorkennedymedia.com. Chapter of the Delta gives us a peek at his life-changing events. And if that's not enough, Trent tells you more about his brothers and his life through memoirs in his book, The Four Horsemen. His blogs and daily stimulating quotes are published in his book, Life's Little Addiction. And when you have a need of some human coaching of life and relationships, take a look at Conversations with Trent, Volume 1 and 2, and Conversations with Trent, Limited Edition. You will find his works available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all online book retailers.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. I'm your host, Bianca Fly, and we are joined by Michael and Joy, you guys, from the Michael and Joy in the Morning Show, you guys, hailing out of Atlanta, Georgia, you guys. And, of course, Michael and Joy, let's talk about the content that you guys strive to bring to your show. I know Michael has always been about helping fellow entrepreneurs and getting those folks out here who are on the grind the greatest exposure. And so, Michael and Joy, why is it so important for you guys to reach out to those in your community who are doing great things? I know you guys have a lot of great contributors during the week. What made you guys want to implement that into your show? And Michael, I'll start with you.
I guess the first part of that question is because I think that, like the Black History Moment you did, like a lot of people that deserve to shine don't get shine when it comes to terrestrial radio because, you know, working at terrestrial radio myself, we took the internet show to terrestrial format. I learned a whole lot during that process because now all of a sudden it's about ratings and it's about the numbers and it's about the sponsors and it's about the content.
Right.
You know, the content is what drives the people to listen, and the more people you get to listen, the more people want to spend money. So for us, even with the foundation of Real Talk, the whole thing was let's give other people an opportunity to be heard. And that's all of these businesses that are right here in our backyard. I mean, we even have people that come from out of town to come do the show with us. You know what I'm saying? They'll come to Atlanta just to do the show. I mean, one of Joy guests called the Megabus from Los Angeles, California. It took her 12 days to get there, but she did that show. No, I'm just joking, Bianca. I just made that part up.
I'm like, that's love. to catch the mega bus.
But seriously, though, that's what we want to do. We want to we want to give everybody an opportunity to be heard. And sometimes when you go do those big terrestrial shows, whether it's a Steve Harvey or Ricky Smiley or something like that, man, you're gonna be in there for 4 to 8 minutes, and they shipping you out the door to get the next story in. We don't do that. They get in there. You know, we got a 2-hour show. They don't want to leave, do they, Joy?
They don't ever want to leave. I've been in scenarios where after the show, I'm sitting in the parking lot, or I go to the bathroom, and then the guests are intermingling and networking with each other, and then we might stand outside and talk for, you know, 30, 40 minutes sometimes. So, you know, you could really see the impact of, one, you know, not actually scheduling our guests as opposed to what they're bringing to the table. So, say, for example, all hairstylists on Monday, or all musicians on Tuesday. You know, when you organically just have random guests who have random backgrounds come together, now they can feed off of each other and see how they can help each other. And, again, that was the whole premise. When Michael told me that the show was going to help people, I was all in. You know, one of the things that I didn't want to do was I never want to associate myself with anything that is going to bring anybody down. And so, you know, when you hear about, you know, some of these shows, you hear them talking negatively, they're, gossiping, and it was just never anything that I ever wanted to be a part of, because I've actually been, you know, in the forefront of having people gossip and talk about me, and I never liked it. And so one of the things that I've always told myself is that I would never be that person. And so when I knew that was one of the things that we were bringing to the table, and then we were giving people an outlet to be able to talk about their brand, helping people who are on the grassroots, who are really making things happen, and it's we're not focused on the quote-unquote celebrity, I knew that was something that I could sign on to. And I just appreciate everything that we have been able to do in the 14 months that we've been on, and knowing what we will continue to be able to do, because, again, the organicness of the guests coming on the show. We have PR people that are hitting us up now, like, we would love for, you know, X, Y, and Z to be on your show. You know, we had other guests that came on. They love your vibe. They love your energy. You know, I mean, it's a great way, and which is our tag, you know, start your day with Michael and Joy, because, you know, we really help get people's days going. And, you know, to know that, like how Michael mentioned with Brian, that Brian has switched from listening to one avenue, one media outlet, to listening to us, that's amazing. You know, that's amazing. I'm like, all I got to do is be me.
And I love it. I love it, because even for me, when I get in the car, I no longer really listen to the radio or XM or whatever. But I know for me, in the mornings when I'm going to the gym, I'm able to just click and turn you guys on and listen to the show, you know, and meet different people and hear different aspects of people's lives that I've never heard of, you know. So then I'm able to, you know, okay, this person does this and this person does that. So you're able to, like you said, you network with other people, you know, and branch out and reach out to people and build each other up. And so I think it's a great aspect. And going back to what you said about, you know, having celebrities on your show, you know, everybody knows that every time you talk to most celebrities, it's like, oh, I'm moving to Atlanta, I'm moving to the A. So you guys are in the place where, yeah, you could have a celebrity on there every day if you wanted to, you know. But the fact that you are reaching, you know, people, everyday people who are working just as hard, you know, to make their dreams come alive and help other people, I think that's what makes the difference. You know, I think that's what makes people more likely to tune into you guys, because you're giving us something. You're giving us something different. You know, we can go listen to them other shows if we want to hear, you know, the latest on the Housewives. But, you know,
Is that going to change your bank account?
And Bianca, I was going to say, like, another driving force for us as well is, now we get to give those, you know, we get to give those people an opportunity, and then we get to watch them grow in their profession. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been you know, since 2009, since we started doing this show, like I've had so many actors and actresses or authors or filmmakers or whoever it was. I remember doing that first interview, and now, like I think about Reese Odom. Reese and I have been cool for a long time, and she did Real Talk with us back in the day. And now, you know, she's on Vampire Diaries. Or my girl Tasha Grant from D.C., growing up in Southeast, she's been on House of Cards and every commercial in Atlanta. Or whether it's the musicians that we bring on or whoever it is, now all of a sudden we see them growing in their field, and we know that they had their first opportunity to come and hang out with Joy and I on the morning show. You know what I'm saying? And that feels good.
Yeah,
you know, you feel good. That's very gratifying when you get to see that. And then for us to be able to be able, when you think about doing a morning show 5 days a week, like for you, BB, you know, I know, you booked us for this show back in January or December, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So you got your show well booked out, and you're doing them once a week with the Beautiful Butterfly Show. Well, we're doing the show 5 days a week, so I used to always be afraid that, are we going to have enough guests for 5 days
right.
a week? Now, all of a sudden, it's to a point to where email and studio requests don't stop coming in. Like, we're all like, us having guests on the show is never a problem. You may catch us one day on the show where we don't have anybody on the show, because that's Joy and I's time. You know what I'm saying? We need time.
Like, we just
want to
talk
together.
Right.
We just want to talk to each other and just relax.
Yeah.
Or you can catch us on a Thursday or a Friday, and it's 9 different people in the studio. You know what I'm saying? But it all works, and we make it work. If you see the behind the scenes that go on when the microphones ain't on, and fortunately you get to see that via Joy's Facebook or her Periscope or whatever, you get to see that. You get to see all the stuff that go on behind the scenes to put a 2-hour morning show together 5 days a week.
Incredible.
And that ain't no
incredible.
Joke.
Yeah, Joy makes sure that everybody is getting the scoop. Joy is the most social media savvy. Like, I've never seen somebody that can have like full conversation with people and then be on Periscope like, "Oh, hey girl. How you doing? Good morning." You know, it's like it's amazing to me. And speaking of that, you mentioned earlier, Joy, about your invention. So, can you tell us the folks out here a little bit about your invention?
Yes, of course. So I think that the brainchild came from being on the radio. I knew, and then seeing these live feeds, Periscope and Facebook Live, and seeing all of that happening, I knew that we needed to take advantage. I didn't necessarily know how we were going to, but I knew that we needed to. And I had fallen in love with Periscope. And so I said to myself, how can we allow people to watch us and listen? Because then that brings in, you know, other avenues of monetization as far as the show is concerned.
Right.
It brings in, you know, other viewers who might not be able to listen to it on the TuneIn app. People want to see you, not just hear you. I would say sometimes, but the majority of people would rather see what you look like. And so so when all of that came about, I just sat there, you know, and having some of the tools at my disposal that I had, being a photographer, and you know, I came up with the joystick. And, you know, it's very, you know, it's very simple. It's an essential tool for every type of digital content creator. It holds two or more mobile phones or tablets, allowing users to stream and record hands-free on multiple apps simultaneously. So, you know, you can look in the studio, and when you say, how was she on Periscope and how was she on Facebook Live? And then you look over and you see Michael's on his Facebook Live, and then guests come on and they want to be on Facebook Live. So there, I'm using a joystick in the studio. So I have a tablet. You know, you can add as many phones on it as you want to. Mine is typically on Periscope and Facebook Live, and now that Instagram Live is out, some every once in a while you'll see me on Instagram Live, you know. But I couldn't hold my phone for 2 hours, let alone hold it for five minutes. And so, you know, we've actually been using a joystick in the studio since the show first started, but I never thought that it would be something that anybody would want to buy until someone actually said, where did you get that from? And immediately the day that someone, you know, mentioned joystick, me and Michael, two different areas of the city, you know, we're looking up joystick.com on GoDaddy. And he sends me the domain name, like, yo, they want $29,000 for it. And I was like, yo, I just saw that. And so then it was the evolution of, okay, well, what do I have to do to make this happen? And it took, you know, a lot a process, because obviously inventing something and going through the patent process and all of that. But, you know, none of that would have ever happened had we not been Michael and Joy. And so, you know, I'm obviously totally grateful for that. But to see one sell was amazing. So now to be at over 100, you know, sold, it's, you know, it's just one of those things where you're like, you can't believe it happening, you know, but you know that you're making a difference, because honestly, now I'm tired of people making excuses. And so if you have a cell phone and you have a way to be able to edit, you know, your footage, you can start your YouTube page, or, you know, you can, you know, you can do your own podcast. You don't, you know, you don't necessarily need, you know, a radio outlet. You know, you can take advantage of Periscope, like so many, you know, motivational speakers have done now. And you know, I feel like the joystick is a tool that can help someone, you know, take their whatever they plan on doing in their life and take it to a whole nother level. And, you know, so to see the people that it's helped, I just get excited. Ryan Kilgore, Michael, just reached out to me. He's in town for a night, and he was like, I need my joystick. And so to see him take it with Ryan plays the saxophone for
Stevie Wonder.
With Stevie Wonder. He's been on tour with Stevie Wonder a couple times, and he just got back from on tour. So imagine something that you've created now about to be on a plane with this guy, traveling all over the world. Now he's able to actually stream and not have to worry about trying to find somebody to hold it or prop it up on something. And we can watch his show while he's playing in Greece. You know, I mean, to know that, you know, I was a part of that in some small shape, form, or fashion or whatever is really, really exciting.
But here's the downside. Absolutely. Here's the downside. The downside, Joy, Stevie Wonder won't be able to see it, though.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, I was like, no, but we will. hot mess. You got to love them. You got to love them.
Incredible. So, Joy, where can the folks go to purchase the joystick?
You could go to the website, joystick.com, joystick.com, and you can purchase it there. And all the information, you can sign up for updates on the website as well.
That is wonderful.
Thank you.
I think it's amazing, because seeing how you guys had the camera propped up there, I'm over here in my office like, how can I get that angle? Joy got a great angle on the show. And then seeing Michael like go through the stages of trying to get his the word. He like, I can't go live today. It's not working.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael talked about Mark Zuckerberg one too many times. He won't play with him.
See, and that's the beauty of our partnership and our friendship together.
Yeah.
I mentioned earlier that, you know, and even Joy mentioned it, that her background was in marketing, you know what I'm saying? So when she has these creative ideas, because Joy is very creative, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to inventing and putting stuff together. Like if you look at our brand now, compared to when we first started last year, like you see a totally different brand, and it's all because of Joy's vision and how she can see stuff. And then one thing that she's always done for me was to push me out of my comfort zone, because sometimes like I can be stubborn at times, and I can be real comfortable at times. And I think when we hit our 1 year anniversary in November of last year, like one of the things that I was consciously saying to myself was that I wanted to get out of my comfort zone. If you look at our new flyers and stuff now, like I couldn't even, it took me forever to find a picture that I really liked in that photo shoot. But the whole time the picture was looking me in my face because I was so like, oh, I don't like this photo shoot. But that photo that Joy selected is probably one of the best photos of us that I've seen in a long time. So that's what she does for me. You know what I'm saying? She helps me get out of that comfort zone and, just explore a little more. You know what I'm saying? And she's not afraid to, she's not afraid to tell me, you know what I'm saying? And we fuss. There's a lot of fussing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of arguing. There's a lot of stuff thrown in the studio. Joy has thrown so much stuff. I think I've been bruised by Joy before. You know what I'm saying? We cussed each other out. You know what I'm saying? We sat down and had conversations about what trigger words were for us when we said this to each other, what it did, you know. And sometimes I always talk about the age difference between Joy and I because, mm-hmm. what, we 10-year age difference, Joy?
Mm-hmm.
At least
10.
Yeah, at least 10 plus probably. But sometimes I have to – you know, I have to realize that with, you know, how old she is versus her treating me like a senior citizen sometimes. Because sometimes I do get a little stubborn. So when we had, you know, having to learn each other, and when you work with somebody every day and you collaborate with somebody every day, you got to know this kind of stuff because you got to learn what makes that, what pushes that person's button. And that's just one thing that you can't do with a morning show. You can't be pushing everybody's button every day because then the show it's not genuine anymore. Every time you see us or hear us in the morning, you know what I'm saying, you're getting us. Like if Joy had a rough day coming into the studio, guess what? She plays off of it very, very well, you know what I'm saying? And not afraid to hold it back, you know what I'm saying? Not afraid to let me know that she's going to hold it back. And you know what? I'm cool with that. That's fine, you know what I'm saying? But she do know that, like, when it comes to the show itself, like, I got my script. Y'all always talk about my damn script. I'm going to have my script, and I'm going to go through my notes. And I'm going to hit the clock. I'm going to make sure we're on time. I'm going to make sure all of that. But everything you hear in that 2 hours is really Joy and I really vibing off of each other. And that's, you know, that's Michael and Joy in the morning.
Amazing, amazing. And so at the end of the day, of course, 2017 has just kicked off. We're already into second month of the year. And so what do you guys want, I guess, your ultimate goal to be when it comes to the Michael and Joy in the Morning Show and all that it entails? Joy, what are your thoughts on that?
I can definitely see, one thing I could see possibly is us adding an extra hour on. I could see me and Michael going longer. Longer as far like a 7 to 10, you know, not earlier. We can't go no earlier. I could definitely see us going longer.
Yeah.
You know, me and Michael did, you know, have done some little skits for the other shows. Like we've done, you know, like a weekly countdown. You know, I think that me and Michael have a really, really great chemistry where we have that yin and yang. You know, Michael definitely pushes me to be a better person as well. And you know, so if we can find more ways to make that relationship work, you know, I would love to, you know, do remote on location shows sometimes, maybe not necessarily in the morning, but I would definitely love, you know, if me and him, you know, did some stuff like on a Thursday night or a Wednesday night, somewhere, if somebody was having an event. I definitely know that me and Michael are totally capable of doing, of hosting different events as well, too. So, I mean, I definitely know that the brand will continue to grow. One of the things that we were very wary about is sometimes when you see people growing brands, they grow it by adding products on that you can purchase, you know, T-shirts and all of that stuff or whatever. We weren't necessarily sure exactly whether or not we wanted to go down that route, which is why we haven't done it yet. I definitely could see, you know, us adding that on at some point because, you know, sometimes we don't realize how much people like us. you know?
Right.
Like, I mean, we do the show, we love the show, but then when you hear other people, like, for example, the fact that you even want to interview us about our show says, you know, says a lot. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so you mean you want to talk to us about what we do every morning, you know? Like, so I think that just knowing how powerful we are together as a team, you know, we could definitely do a lot in 2017.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think you might get Michael for a night show, as long as there's no game on. You know, if the Falcons are playing, you know, Michael's not going to be. If you guys don't know, Michael is like one of the most diehard Falcon fans. Like, when everybody else is straight clowning, the Falcons, like, Michael's holding firm.
Don't do that, beautiful butterfly. I was almost over it, beautiful butterfly. You ain't had to do that.
My heart goes out to you guys. Like,
I was going to say, well, I don't know about – well, one of the other things that we do know is whatever we do, we have to commit full-heartedly. You know,
yeah.
I mean, just like you know, you can't come out and do a show one week and then not do another one for 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
You know, you got
right.
if you're going
right.
to do it, you got to do it. And so that's another
right.
thing that we have been very, you know, hesitant on is we want to know that we're going to commit to it. You know, we want to be accountable to each other, but then we also want to be accountable to the people that are looking to hear us and looking up to us, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, Michael, what are your thoughts on your vision for where you see the show going and growing?
I think Joy hit it. I think she said everything that I would say. I think really, like, for me, my main focus for the morning show right now is just making the morning show better every day. Like, it is really a job or task to put the morning show together Monday through Friday. So continuously to get better at doing that, we got some great mentors that, you know, we're able to pick up the phone and call that worked on the terrestrial side, that worked in radio
right.
previously or whatever. So we're always looking to find out how can we make the show better. And then on
better.
That, Joy and I are working personally with Intuition as far as a consulting and marketing company that's helping us with the brand, because now we're really focusing on how do we take it from where we are to another level now, because that's what we're looking to do. Because there are going to be opportunities for Joy and I to get out there, but I'm exactly this what Joy just said, that if we're going to look at any other opportunities, we got to make sure that we're going to be committed to those opportunities. But right now,
absolutely.
Our commitment is Michael and Joy in the morning. And I think
mm-hmm.
as long as we continue to be consistent with the message that we put out there every week, that we consistently have fun Monday through Friday with our guests, and we're still attracting more and more listeners every day, I think as long as we
absolutely.
Do that, then the sky is the limit as far as where we want to go. I think we want to be in a position where we can sit back and pick and choose what it is that we want to do instead of chasing other stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to sell bacon. You know what I'm saying? That's never been my passion to
right.
sell bacon. You know,
right.
it's not a shot at
right.
Steve Harvey, but, you know, that's not a passion. You know what I'm saying? I'm not
right.
looking to do that to make ends meet or like Joy was saying, like, you know, peddling T-shirts or, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good product in Joy and I and what we do in the morning. So perfecting
absolutely.
That is going to be the goal for 2017, making sure that
right.
we deliver every day. Yep.
Absolutely. And one last question. How do you guys stay grounded and stay focused? Because when you look in Atlanta, you have a lot of radio shows, a lot of radio shows and spots that people can choose to go to. But they come to you guys. They come to Michael and Joy in the morning show. And so how do you guys stay focused without getting caught up in trying to be like other shows? We talked about earlier
mm-hmm.
in the show how you guys kind of set you guys yourselves apart. By dealing with young entrepreneurs and people who are out here. And so how do you guys not get caught up, so to speak, in the hype of getting out here and trying to or imitating other radio shows?
Hey, that's very simple. Put her on mute. Is that you, Joy? Where you at?
Be quiet. Well, let me answer the question first. Okay, so
okay.
For me, I don't listen to a lot of radio shows.
Okay.
So I don't
okay.
necessarily know who I would be imitating.
Right.
One of the things
right.
that I said earlier is that I get to come to the show and I get to be my authentic self.
Right.
I don't know how
right.
to be anybody other than Joy.
Right.
So I don't know. I wouldn't know what that looks like. So that's one, I think
right.
one of the pluses was I listen to a lot of motivational stuff while I'm in the car.
Okay.
My son will tell
yeah.
you I listen to motivational stuff and I listen to cowboy music or I listen to gospel. So it's one of those
okay.
three. Now, I have started to listen because Michael was like, we have to make sure that when we're leaving out of one break into another break that it goes seamless. So I have listened to shows to see how they do that. But
right.
one of the things that I love about what me and Michael bring to the table is because I don't really know radio, I don't
right.
again know how to do,
right.
I don't know who to imitate. I wouldn't even know who
right.
to look at to imitate. And so I can
right.
just be me. I can bring everything that
absolutely.
Has gotten Joy to where she's at. And I don't have to worry about, you know, again, looking at anybody else. Now we have mentors. But I don't have to worry about trying to be anybody else.
Be right, right, absolutely.
Which
absolutely.
Would be too much work for me.
And what about you, Michael? Because I know even for you, like in the early stages that we talked about at the beginning of the show, even when you were on Blog Talk, I always felt like you were different, and it was a great difference because you set yourself apart from what everybody else was doing. Now, we back in the day, we could have listened to a couple shows, and we're like, okay, that sounds like
mm-hmm.
somebody, that sounds like somebody
mm-hmm.
else's show. So, for you, how have you continued to strive to set your, you know, your format and your brand apart from what everybody else is doing, you know, and not get caught up?
The thing for me is that I never wanted to be a radio guy. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
radio was
okay.
never, it was never
right.
in the dream. You know what I'm saying? It was never a
mm-hmm.
part of the goal to become a radio guy. I was just,
right.
my whole goal was I needed a place to promote the book. You know what I'm saying? I needed an avenue to promote the book, and Blog Talk Radio was that thing. So when I started
right.
it never wanted to be, I wanted to be Ryan Cameron or I wanted to be Michael Bazin. Man, I'm just trying to sell a couple books every week. That's all I want to do. So the only thing I knew was to be myself, be authentic,
right.
not have to change my voice to the radio voice. Hey, guys, it's 37 degrees outside, blah, blah, blah. I never had to do that because it was just Michael McFadden. And it was what
right.
you got, and it was raw, and it was authentic. So for us to for us to be able to take it, now all we've done over the years, Bianca, was just structure it. You know what I'm saying? When Nikki
absolutely.
Joined the crew of Michael and Joe, I mean, real talk, when Nikki joined the crew,
mm-hmm.
that's what she helped me do was to structure the show better because she knew I had something there. And then once I was able to get the structure down, I never lost who I was. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Southeast D.C.
Absolutely.
To Atlanta, Georgia, I'm still that same guy. So now we're structured a little better. We know the radio format, whether it's internet radio or terrestrial radio, and then
right,
everything
right.
else that comes out is just straight authentic. It's us.
Mm.
It's Michael
definitely.
And it's Joy. That's exactly what you get. So when you hear our interviews, it's not the normal interviews. Honestly, most of the time, Bianca, you know how most people you would think, oh, we got these authors coming on. I'm going to read their book before they come on. The chances
uh-huh,
are we ain't reading your book before
yeah.
you come on. We ain't
yeah.
reading your bio when you send it over. We're usually looking at it right there because it makes it more authentic. Now, I'm not saying we don't
absolutely.
Know our guests when they come in, but we want it to be as pure and natural because when people come in, they don't know what to expect. And
absolutely.
As soon as that microphone
absolutely.
Turns on at 7 a.m. in the morning and they hear Michael and Joy in the morning, next thing you know, they loosen up to say, man, this is
absolutely.
Not what I expected, and they have a
that's
ball.
Right.
So that's what you get
absolutely.
From us. It's just you got two people, from one from D.C., one from Virginia, that knew nothing about radio and that aren't radio people but have one of the hottest morning radio
mm.
shows in the land right now. Go figure.
Amen.
Welcome to America.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How about
you guys.
That?
and Michael, enjoy. In the morning, you guys, weekdays 7 to 9. And you guys can watch live at michaelenjoy.com. And so for the folks out here, everybody, you know, is on the social media. They want to connect. They want to follow. Tell the folks out here how they can keep up with you guys. Joy, I'll start with you.
Okay, well, my social media is You Bring Me Joy, the letter U, BRINGMEJOI, and, of course, we're Michael and Joy on everything.
Absolutely. And Mr. ATL?
Mine is still the same, DC2ATL. That's Instagram and Twitter. And most of all, if you just go to michaelenjoy.com, you can see everything. You can see all the past shows. You can see what we got coming up tomorrow. You can do all that stuff. We always have some fun contests going on. We're always giving away money or life insurance or something. We're always doing something fun. But at the end of the day, it's about empowering a nation, and that's what Joy and I are able to do with our authentic selves is, you know, empowering the nations and giving people an opportunity to be heard. And Bianca,
amen.
Let me say this to you, Bianca. You keep up the great work, girl. You know,
amen.
I've been a fan of yours since you've been doing the Beautiful Butterfly Show, and super-duper proud of you, sister.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it. I've been promising Michael for a while, and I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to slide my way through down there to the Michael and Joy in the morning show. And I'm going to try to get in the studio. But I definitely appreciate
first.
Yes, but I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the format that you guys bring, and it definitely excites me to see you guys continue to grow. And even for Michael, seeing him from the beginning to where he is now, I'm always amazed, and I'm always telling people, like, hey, go check him out, support him.
Thank you.
And so I'm just excited for you guys and what's in store for you for 2017 and beyond, because I definitely know it's going to be pure greatness. And thank you guys so much for coming on here and hanging out with me and allowing the folks to get to know you even better. I definitely appreciate it.
Yay,
thank
yay.
You. We'll be holler at you. Bye, girl. Get out of here.
See y'all later. All right, you guys. You can catch the Michael Joy in the Morning Show weekdays, you guys, 7 to 9, you guys. And you can go to michaelenjoy.com and watch live and see who's going to come up the next day. You never know who you're going to connect with. And as you guys know, it's Throwback Thursday. We got to keep it rolling, you guys. We're going to go with a special treat today, you guys. We're going to go with some Jeff Reed, you guys, on a throwback. You called and told me. Was that from the what was that? A Strictly Business soundtrack. Yeah, Strictly Business, you guys. We're going to go back to a little Throwback Thursday, and we're going to come back and wrap up with more right here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Beautiful Butterfly Show. Big shouts out to Michael and Joy from Michael and Joy in the Morning Show, you guys, from Atlanta, Georgia. Big shouts out to them for coming through the show tonight. And, man, had a ball with them. Make sure you guys go check them out weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m. And you can also go to Michael and Joy. com, and you can watch them live, and you can keep up who's coming on their show, who's been on the show, giveaways, prizes. Hey, you guys don't want to miss it. Make sure you tune in because it is a fantastic show, and I can definitely vouch for that you guys are going to enjoy it and all those great things. And coming up next Thursday, you guys, we got Ebony Cannon. She's coming on. She's the author of Left for Dead. She's going to be talking with us about her amazing, wow, amazing, amazing journey through a very tragic situation of being ran over by a car and really, really being left for dead. So she's going to get into her story and all that more coming up next Thursday, February 16th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Valentine's Day, we may have a little special treat for you guys. I'll keep you guys updated on that as well. And, of course, as always, I appreciate you guys so much for continuing to support the show and what we do over here on the Beautiful Butterfly Show. So we're going to get ready to get out of here. You guys have a fantastic weekend. I am Bianca Fly, and I'll see you next week.
The Beautiful Butterfly Show would like to thank you for tuning in. Please be sure to follow us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ The Beautiful Butterfly Show. Also on Facebook.com/ The Beautiful Butterfly Show. And last but certainly not least, you can also catch up with us on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/ The Beautiful Butterfly Show. And thank you once again for tuning in on behalf of the Vibration Radio Network.
Hey everybody, how y'all doing? This is Lyrics Brown, author of The Loyal to the Hustle Series 1 and 2, also author of The Devil's Calling Card 1, 2, and 3, all available on Amazon. And when I'm not writing, I'm listening to Bianca Fly here on The Beautiful Butterfly Show. Y'all be easy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.